Have you ever heard this saying right here? It's a mind game. You all ever heard that? It's a mind game. Life is a mind game. You all ever heard that? But you know, we say this, the battle is in the mind. Satan is battling for your mind. Do you hear me? If he can control your mind, he can control you. Amen. The battle is in the mind, saints of God. They got a saying, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But then they changed that, because the mind is not terrible. It's just terrible if you waste it. That's it. Amen. They said the mind is a beautiful thing to waste. Amen. See, the mind is your weapon. It's your superpower. It's your superpower. You hear me? Oh, thank you, Jesus. But mind battles are inner battles that Satan launches to make you feel weak. You know, when he's throwing those fiery darts, he's throwing them at your mind. That's why you need that shield of faith. He wants to keep you from walking in God's will. Oh, if he can keep you away from the will of God, from this benefit package. Amen. Stop you from living your God-given identity. We got an identity in Christ. Did you know that, saints of God? He don't want you to live that. Then we will rejoice in the Lord always. See, it's always a rejoicing for the Lord when you're in this package. It's just so many benefits. You can't help but say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You can't help yourself. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But they are unwanted thoughts that you have to keep fighting off, saints of God. Satan will even lie on God. He'll tell us lies about God. See, Pastor Barry says spiritual warfare. He's right. It's spiritual warfare, saints of God. But you know what? Y'all know I like sports. I be watching that tennis and golf and all that. And as I watch these great players in sports, the more I realize how mental this game of life really is. I mean, these athletes are extremely talented. But you know what put them over the top? Their winning way of thinking. It's just not their ability. Some just have in their mind they can't lose. Because they can be down. It could be a one-point game. They still be going hard. So winning attitude is mental. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They just don't have in their mind, I cannot lose. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Pastor Barry just entered, and I just mentioned your word, Pastor Barry. What timing you have, amen. Pastor Barry says spiritual warfare. He's totally right, saints of God. Amen. The battle was in the mind. Satan is battling for our mind. I remember when I did that word on the mind and the soul. The two are interrelated. If you lose your soul, guess what you lost? Everything. You lost it all. And if you lose your mind, guess what you lost? Everything. That's it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yes, amen, that's right. But the great players, saints, they don't get negative or down on themselves. They just keep going hard, keep a positive attitude. They just don't think they can lose. I was watching them this week. It's just, I'm like, how they think? Y'all ain't nervous? They just keep going, pressing. See, we call it pressing your way. They just keep pressing their way. It looked like they just down and out. Ain't no, they just keep pressing. Oh, y'all better catch that revelation. Y'all heard the saying right here. We are what we think. All day long. Think about that. Amen. The world says it like this, saints. As a man thinks, so is he. Amen. But the Bible don't say it like that. Huh? The Bible says it a little different. And that's what I want to show you today. Because I believe the Bible. Amen. So let's look at it. It's found in Proverbs 23. But for wisdom's sake, we're going to start reading at verse 1. But I'm going to take you to that scripture on how the Bible talks about as a man thinks. Amen. But Proverbs 23, let's look at verse 1. It says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. I think about Pastor Dunlap when I read that, because he's like, hey, look at what's at the table. What the Bible saying, consider diligently. Check out the table. Amen. But you all know Mother's Day Sunday is May 12th next week, right? But our mothers, our queens, the mothers of our children, they deserve more than just one day. Amen. So we just dedicating this whole month to our mothers. I mean, they gave birth to us. They gave birth to our children. They're our queens. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But do you all know what queens really want? I'm going to bless you all mothers this whole month. Amen. He said, Rudy was a mama's boy. Yes, I am. Praise God. But these queens want a king that has it all together. Amen. Because we're their covering. So that you got to be all together to cover them. Amen. So ladies, I'm going to talk to your king today, your head. Because I know you want a covering to be right. Now the Bible says the man is the glory of God. And the woman is the glory of the man. Oh, I'm trying to give you some order today, saints. So ladies, we're dedicating this month to you. And the first thing we want to do is get your king thinking right. Amen. You got to get their king thinking right. Amen. The man is the glory of God. You reflect God. Amen. So when we in this book, we're reflecting God. And when we're not reflecting his glory. Amen. But when you got it right, man of God, and you in this right here, your woman will be right. She going to reflect you. I used to love it when they brag on Z. Z this, Z that. In my last job, they would just be bragging on Z. Z don't know how Z do that house like how she cook like how she clean like how she on a whole nother list. She setting the bar for these. I don't know. They used to brag on her. But she was the glory of me. Hey man, she was just reflecting me. Oh, I'm not trying to steal none of her thunder, but that's what the Bible say. The woman is the glory of the man. And the man is the glory of God. So men of God, kings, when you're sitting with another king who may be having a rule over you, that's what the scripture is saying, consider diligently, focus on what the matter is. That means think deeply on it. Amen. I want to give you this great Bible example, someone who lived that proverb right there. Amen. His name is Daniel. But first, I'm going to give you the backstory, because it's too long to read, so I'm going to give you the quick backstory. So King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon captured Judah and wanted the best and the brightest children of Israel to serve him. Amen. He also wanted to feed them from his table, his food, his wine. Amen. And train them his way. Amen. Oh, y'all got to catch this revelation right here. Catch this revelation. I'm going to give it to you straight from what. Don't learn from pagan kings. You hear me? You don't want to learn from pagan kings. So Daniel was one of those children of Israel. Y'all know the story. It was Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, all of them. He had all of them. Amen. Now remember, we're talking about your behavior when dining with a king. And King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to feed Daniel his meat and his wine. Yes. All right, I'm going to veer off Proverbs just for a second. Keep your hand there on Proverbs 23. I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 8. Because the king wanted to feed Daniel his meat, his wine. Daniel 1 and 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. It's a perfect example of this scripture. See, he ended up under this pagan king who wanted to feed him from his table. Amen. But he considered diligently. Daniel didn't want to defile his body with the pagan king's meat or drink. He knew it would corrupt him. He was eating from the king's table. That's what we're doing today. We're eating from the king's table. That's what we're eating from. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So Daniel asked the commander of the officials if he could eat vegetables and drink water. You must consider diligently what is before these saints of God. He wasn't having that food that pagan king wanted to feed him. And if you continue in the story, they tried him with that. And they said Daniel was 10 times better than all them other boys eating from that pagan king's table. I just got something in my spirit for young Cameron, because he's eating from the king's table. Amen. So, Cameron, you keep eating this food from the king's table, and you're going to be 10 times better. He just got an achievement, too. We all gave him a card for a congratulations card for the achievement that he achieved. But it's this many times when you eat from the king's table, the king's table. Hey. See, he'll have no respect to persons. Daniel was 10 times better. You're going to be 10 times better. Right. Hey. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look what verse 2 says. We're going back to Proverbs 23. Now we have verse 2. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. So if you know you are weak in a certain area, certain things, you have to exercise self-control. You got to put a knife to your own throat. Look at the seriousness of this. Amen. Look at verse 3. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. See, sometimes the deal looks too good to be true. Yes. It says, take heed of it. Yes. Amen. Don't jump at things that take you off your square. Come on. Oh, this is some sound doctrine right here, saints of God. As a man thinks, so is he, right? Yes. Look at verse 4. It says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Woo, that's two things that if you don't know God, you're doing all of this. You're leaning on your own understanding, your own wisdom, and you're laboring to be rich. But when you labor to get rich, you take chances that can endanger you. That's why these boys are selling dope and all those silly things. They laboring to be rich, but they taking chances. They're endangering themselves. And you know why? What happens with that? Because in these flesh bodies, we're never satisfied. Amen. You're never going to be satisfied. Because don't you think, I used to think this all the time. I say, why when them boys get enough money, they just don't stop selling dope before they go to jail or get killed? We know what all of it end with. Why don't they stop? Because we're never satisfied. The flesh is never, if you give it a million, guess what it want? 2 million. Amen. Give it a billion. I'm a billionaire. No, I need some more. I need 2 billion. Amen. So we labor not to be rich, nor do we cease from thine own understanding. We can't do it. That's why we seek the kingdom first and not things. Yes. See, God keeps us straight if we keep the order right. Mm. Amen. That's God's wisdom and not yours. Seek the kingdom first. Amen. Look at verse 5. It says, will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? Lord have mercy. For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. The Bible talks about riches is that which is not. Why are you setting your eyes on that which you should be seeking the kingdom first, but you keep setting your eyes on that which is not? What does it mean is which is not? It's not what you think. Amen. It's not what you think it is, saints of God. And the battle is, as a man thinks, it's not what you think. That's what he's telling you. Amen. Because wealth and riches are uncertain. Says it all through the Bible. Don't make them your priority. You could look up and they'll be gone. That's what the scripture says. It says take wings and just fly away. Y'all remember when the stock market crashed? It was in, what, 1929? People jumped out the window and killed themselves. Why? They set their eyes upon that which is not. They trusted it. The scripture say, don't trust in uncertain riches. Huh? They're uncertain. The riches just made themselves wings and flew away. See, riches are uncertain. Godliness is forever. It's certain. The minute we read the benefit of that, it has to happen. He can't lie. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 6. It says, eat thou not the bread of him that have an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meat. Right back to the first scripture in another way. See, this scripture is leading up. All the scriptures leading up to this was we were talking about riches. But the man with an evil eye is not seeing correctly. That's why it says, neither desire his dainty meats. Eat thou not the bread of him. Amen. He's not thinking right. He doesn't care how he gets riches and will sit down and eat with you and lure you in with that. See, this scripture says don't desire his dainty meats. Really saying don't eat with him. Because he's trying to get you to see how he sees or think how he thinks. And the world is saying, as a man thinks, so is he. But the Bible says it different. And I'm going to read how the Bible says it in the next scripture verse. Look at verse 7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart. It's a little different. He said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Oh, that's a little different right there. Then it says, eat and drink, saith he to thee. But here's the catch. Here's the punchline. But his heart is not with thee. That's the piece you got to get, saints of God. Huh? As a man thinks in his heart, and his heart is not with you. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's not looking out for you. His real motive is to increase his wealth at your expense. Oh, you better get this, saints of God. Thinketh in your heart. Heart is your whole, all of you, the center. Your motive, your intent. See, with your heart, you believe and are justified. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Deep thinking with belief. Amen. Look what salvation hinges on. It says, confessing with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For as he thinketh in his heart, you think, I'm saved. I gave my life. I gave God. How much of your heart do he want? Let me give you all a test. All of it. He ain't in there. Well, you just give me a piece of your heart. He want it all. Oh, let's check this revelation out right here. Ladies, how much of your king's heart do you want? All of it. You can't give a little bit of it. Oh, I just wanted to show you all that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So again, we're talking about we are what we think all day long, but God's word goes even deeper and says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah. Amen. Champion, saints of God, think in their heart, they cannot lose. Amen. Here's their process. When the Lord showed me this, I'm watching these sports, and I'm seeing it real time, and then I'm seeing God's people same way. Amen. Here's a champion's thought process. They refuse to waste their energy and thoughts on their obstacles. Instead, they concentrate on their goals. See, when them champions come to play, you know what their goal is? To win the championship. They focus on that. So that's why you don't see them getting down. Oh, I got it. They don't do that. They ain't focusing on that. They just keep going. They just keep going, focusing on what they came there for. I want to show you all how to think deeply in your heart. Fix your mind on portraits or victories you will experience. Amen. That's how you do it. Move toward them. Amen. See, faith again without works is dead. It's only two things you really will consume in your everyday life. Amen. It's your obstacles and your goals. Amen. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How do I jump that obstacle? How do I reach my goals? Those are the two things. So on this first Sunday of Mother's Day month, say amen to that. Amen. I want to give you brothers, kings, some motherly wisdom. Right. Amen. Y'all want some motherly wisdom? I know I'm a mama's boy. I'm going to give you some motherly wisdom to think on. Amen. While you are still in Proverbs, we're still in Proverbs 23, right? But we know the Mother's Day passage is Proverbs 31. Everybody read that on Mother's Day. Huh? Because we want the virtuous woman. The Proverbs 30. Who want a Proverbs 31 woman? There's nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Amen. I know in one of the scriptures in Proverbs 31, it says a husband will brag on her. And all that. Try to tell you. Amen. Lord have mercy. So I'm gonna give you some Mother's Day wisdom. Amen. From Proverbs 31.
Amen.
Amen. You're gonna go through these scriptures, Carlton. He got verse 1 up there already, which is good. Proverbs 31, verse 1 says, the words of King Lemuel, yes, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Oh, here we go. King Lemuel was Solomon.
That's right.
And his mother is Bathsheba. So this name Lemuel, because you don't see a lot about this in the Bible. The word Lemuel is a Hebrew word. You know what it means? Belong to God.
Hey.
Amen. So I believe this was a pet name she gave to Solomon. Called him Lemuel because he belonged to God. Amen. See, Bathsheba was David's eighth wife, saints of God, whom her first son died. Y'all remember why? Because God was mad at him for how he deceived Uriah, amen, and took his wife. So God was mad at him. So that first child died. But David repented.
Right.
Hey, we got a lot of sense. Men of God, kings, when you mess up, what you do?
Repent.
So David repented, and Bathsheba later gave birth to Solomon.
Right.
And here's the prophecy that his mother taught him. Look at verse 2. It says, what my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows. Y'all catching all of that? All these what questions she had for him. He was her son, right?
That's right.
And he came from her womb.
That's right.
But apparently she had some vows for him. Because she said, the son of my vows. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe one of those vows was to give him back to God. That's why she called him that pet name, Lemuel. She made a vow. Many women do that. They have this baby out of wedlock or something happened to them or tragedy or whatever. And when that baby comes, you know what they say? God, this baby belong to you. I birthed this baby and I'm going to give him back to you.
There's
a few of them occasions in the Bible. Amen. So I believe she had made that vow. Here she said, and what? The son of my vows. I believe that was one of them. Amen. He belonged to God. Hold on, I got to fix this, saints of God. Somebody has something up here so loud, and I know they're disturbing everybody with that. Looks like it's this one. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We're not going to disturb this message right here. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. They turned it back on. It's that 2222. Just hit that one, man of God. The one that say 2-2, yep. And then hit mute. Now they're saying, who see that mute? It's up here. See that say mute? Yep. Yeah. And this is the one there. Whoever 2222 is, can you please keep your mic muted? Amen. We want to get this word out. We don't want everybody I know wants to hear it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They turned it back on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We have verse 2, right? Verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. So here's Bathsheba talking to King Lemuel,
right,
giving him this prophecy, right? Look at verse 3. It says, give not thy strength unto woman, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. His mother had wisdom, didn't she?
Yes.
She know. She was in that affair with his daddy, David, right? She knew. Because we know Solomon had all those women. Think about it now. And he was multiplying all those foreign wives. That's what destroyed him. It turned his heart from God. Amen. Let me go a little further with this one. I'm not going to run past this one right here. It's many a great man that brought down by a woman. Amen. But let me say this. It's not the woman's fault. I preach to men. God told me that's what he wanted me to do. They respond to you. They respond to you. Again, you give them a house, they make it a home for you. You give them a seed, they'll give you a baby. They're wired to respond to you. But if you give them grief, amen. But see, since the very beginning, it's been a problem with that. Because when God came looking for Adam, he said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam was hiding. He's like, why are you hiding? What have you done? Like he didn't know. Amen. And what Adam say? This woman you gave me. See, he's used to doing that. And same thing today. Oh, she did this. She did that. She is responding to you. You have to look at what you did. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. So the first thing Bathsheba told her son was, give not thy strength unto woman, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. That destroys kings. Amen. She was full of wisdom. But look at verse 4. It says, it is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Listen to me, God's kings. Kings and princes have to make decisions that infect the entire kingdom. Their mind has to be right. Catch this revelation. We must be sober and able to make clear-headed decisions. Say amen to that, man of God. See, alcohol affects your ability to think and function properly. Our readers, rulers, saints need clear, steady minds and keen judgment. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Look at verse 5. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. See, under the influence of alcohol, you can't think clearly and can forget the laws of the land. Amen. And that can cost you dearly. Oh, the battle is in the mind, saint to God. Amen. You don't want to alter it. It's a terrible thing if you waste it. Y'all get that? Y'all catch that right with? He's wasted. It's a terrible thing if you waste it. Amen. Don't be wasted. Amen. That's what people say when you're intoxicated. He's wasted. Wasting an awesome mind. That's what's really going on. Amen. Look at verse 6. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. If you're drinking all that strong, are you ready to perish? Because if so, you need a strong drink so you can numb the pain. You got to numb that pain. Amen. So you need a strong drink. That's what his mother's telling him. That's for people who are ready to perish. Huh? When you're in all that pain, they want to give you something to numb that pain. She tells him wine is for those who have heavy hearts. Look how she's talking to her son. Going through something so bad, they just need to take their mind off of it. Huh? That's what she's saying wine is for, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. These things have purposes. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Look at what verse 7 says. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Look at the purpose of alcohol for those who can't face reality. It says just let him drink it and forget his poverty. I don't want to deal with that. Let him just drink. Maybe for those who are in agonizing pain with a terminal illness or tragic circumstances. This is certainly contrast of a king. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 8. It says, open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such are appointed to destruction. Kings speak up for folks who can't speak for themselves. Amen. They for the underdog. I always wonder, why are you always for the underdog, Rudy? Know that person can't beat that person, but you're rooting for that person. Just always be rooting for the underdog. Amen. It says, plead their case. She is showing her son what kings do. Amen. Verse 9, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Kings have to judge righteously. Pastor Rudy, which side you on? You on my side, you on his side? I'm on the side of righteousness. I'm going to tell you right now whose side I'm on. Who's ever right? That's who side I'm on. But you my friend. I'm on the side of righteousness. Amen. I'm rolling with who's ever right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. That's why we have to be sober-minded, saints. Speak up for the poor and the needy. Who is the poor and the needy anyway? Who's the poor and the needy? Ones that don't have no money? Huh? Is that the poor and the needy? Ones that don't have no thing? The poor and the needy are the ones who don't have Christ. I don't care how much money you have or what earthly possessions you have. If you don't have Christ, guess what? You the poor and the needy. I got to speak up for you. That's why I do this every Sunday. I got to get in the pulpit. I got to speak up for you. Lord, please watch him. Please bless him. Please have grace and mercy. Please be patient with him like you was for me. I got to keep speaking up for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got to speak up for him, kings. Plead the cause. Encourage them. Tell them the truth. Christ is the answer. What's the saying, saints? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Think on this wisdom that Bathsheba gave the king. You are what you think all day long. The battle is truly in the mind. Amen. And champions never give up. They don't think they cannot lose no matter what the circumstances look like. And we're champions in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Word of correction, word of instruction. Oh, we need that. Who the Father loves, he corrects. He wants us to be right. These ladies, these queens, you know what they want? A king that's right. We're their covering men of God. Amen. They responding to you, King. Amen. We cover them. Oh, just like we want a covering to be right. That's why Jesus came down here. He was right. That's why we follow him. Now, and we want to be not less than and think the queen gonna follow us. Amen. Oh, it's her fault. No, it's your fault. You got to get right. She's going to follow you. Yeah, she rebellious right now because you rebellious. Your king is saying, what's going on with you? You going to continue acting like that? Did you read my benefit package? You read my benefit package and you still going to keep doing that? That's what your king is saying. Lord have mercy. Oh, thank you for this chastisement, Lord. See, it keep me right. I don't know about y'all. Huh? The first one, when the Lord give the man of God the word, guess who it's for? Him. I got to be right. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I promise you all, he corrected some things in me. A lot of them. And it didn't feel good either. It didn't feel good. But I'm so glad he did it. I know he loved me. Because if he didn't love me, he would have just let me keep doing that foolish stuff. But he was like, no, you gave your life. I give my life away. You gave your life to me. You can't act like that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, God said he's still working on us. We are a work in progress. Amen. All of us. And ain't none of us perfect. No, not one. Lord have mercy. Why you being like that, Pastor Doug? You know, that's my twin right here. He over here just saying everything I want to really say. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You going, okay, now y'all got to get a bonus. Y'all going to get a bonus now. I'm giving out bonuses. This is the Mother's Day month. I want to bless you ladies. Real good. Get your king. If your king right, ain't nothing like that. Amen. Here go the bonus. It's from Philippians 4. And look at verse 4. Philippians 4 and 4, young man of God. There we go. What did we start out doing? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Look at verse 5. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Because what is at hand? The Lord is at hand here. This is why we got to get right. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. That means to be gracious or reasonable. The Lord's return to earth is near. Amen. Look at verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. See, when you know God, you don't have to be careful for anything. Just be prayerful. Be thankful. Amen. Look at verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and what? That's what we're interested in. Your mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. We want God to keep our heart. Come on now. And our mind. Because, you know, what we think as a man thinks in his so is he. This is how you get it. Amen. What does this thing say? I'll touch this. It says most of life's battles are won or lost where? In the mind. This is where you win the battle. This is where you lose it. Look what Philippians 2 says and 5. Let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. That's it. Amen. All right, I'm going to read this last scripture verse to you all. It's verse 8. And it says, finally. Because we there. Yeah. We there right now. Finally. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, or if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I just want to leave you with saying, think of these things. Amen. All those things, that's how you want to think. It works too. I woke up the other morning with some very negative. I don't know if I had a bad dream. I don't know what it is. But you know what I began to do? Think on these things. I was thinking on some of the greatest and the most wonderful thing God had ever done for me. I just started thinking on them. And that nonsense that was trying to attack this went away. It couldn't take it. It couldn't. I was thought, oh, Lord, now you remember that Satan thought he had me when my son died. Oh, he thought he had me. I thought he had me too, Lord. But God. But God. When God showed up in that tub that day, that mess was over. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Finally, brother, you got to think on some true things. Amen. Some honest things. Be honest with yourself. Amen. Yeah. Things that are just and pure, lovely, of good report. This is what I'm trying to show you how to think when the devil come and attack you. When he start throwing them fiery darts at your mind. Amen. Yeah. Start thinking of some of them things God did for you. Yeah. Just think of a few of them. Oh man, I remember we was trying to get that house and we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know, Lord. It just looked like it wasn't going to happen. Till you showed up. We went in the closing. We was out of the closing in 5 minutes. I ain't never ever been in the closing. We get out that quick, Z. We was at the restaurant in 10 minutes. We was in there saying, here, gone. When God bless you, it ain't no toiling. It ain't no this maybe not. It don't happen like that. You in and out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Yes. Lord, we just thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father. You love us, Lord, because you constantly, constantly, constantly are growing us up in you. Yes. It's a pleasure to serve you as we gave our lives to you, Lord. We give ourselves away, Lord, yes, so you can use us, Lord. And I have your way with us today, Lord. Yes. Have your way, Lord. Show us, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Grow us up, Lord. Yes. That we can serve you at the highest level. Hallelujah. Oh, we know time is running out, Father. Yes. We got to get it right today. Yes. Say today, saints. Yes. While it is called today. We got to do it today, saints of God. Don't waste no more time. Please stop wasting time. Tomorrow, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to do tomorrow is today, now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for each and one of your kings in here today, Lord. I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. I ask that you strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them to hear the word and do it. Have your way with them, Lord. Don't let them miss your destiny for their lives. Don't let them lose their identity in you. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way with your king's heart. Lord, you told me in your word that the king's heart is in your hand. And you can turn it however you want to turn it. Turn them hearts towards you, Lord. Turn them, Lord, that they can serve you at a great level. And be a blessing to everything around them, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. You told us to have our minds to be sober because we have to make decisions that's going to affect the whole kingdom. Kingdom is your whole entire family and everything around you. You want to affect all of them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. We just give you all the glory and praise and honor again in Jesus' name. Amen.